College is oh so expensive, but a four-year degree isn't the only way to a well-paying job.
Well, Janet Bodner joins us now. She's the editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance. Good to have you back, Janet.
Thanks a lot.
So, okay, you're looking for some cheaper alternatives. What, and maybe you do know what field you're looking to get into. Where can high school grads get professional credentials?
A lot of different places, and I don't think people realize this or how lucrative it can be. One thing, very simple thing that we're talking about in our March issue and on Kiplinger.com is you can get a certificate. These come in a lot of varieties, a certificate in healthcare, information technology, public services, and you can get them very often from community colleges, from for-profit schools, and this is interesting, there are corporate programs. For example, Microsoft has something called the Microsoft IT Academy. And what you do is you can take at a community college a number of classes that are approved by Microsoft, and then you can take specific exams that test your proficiency with Microsoft products. So that's a really cool thing. You can do this if you're just graduating from high school, you know, and you're looking for something to do but you don't want to or can't afford to go to college. Or we have a good example in the story of someone who was laid off. He had 20 years of experience, got laid off from his job, actually did find a new job, but figured he needed to polish his skills for his resume, and that's what he did.
Janet, we all know that community colleges are bursting at the seams. Yep. What is the value of an associate degree?
Oh, I think some people with associate degrees actually make more than people with four-year degrees, depending on the field that they're in. So that's one thing to look at. Also, obviously, the cost is much lower. We even have a couple of numbers. On average, men with an associate's degree earn $49,000, and women earn $35,000. Popular fields include there's nursing, business and information technology. Again, police officers and business degree holders earn some of the highest wages. So again, you know, they call these sort of mid-level jobs. Anything that pays, say, between $35,000 and $75,000, they're called considered middle-wage jobs. And these are the types of jobs that we're talking about.
All right. Thanks so much, Janet.
Oh, my pleasure.
Janet Bodner. She's editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance.